kids in my class, which your class is a lot bigger than that right now.
Yeah, we have 17.
You have 17 in your class? Oh, yeah, in sixth grade?
Yeah.
There was 5 kids in my class, which your class is a lot bigger than that right now.
Yeah, we have 17.
You have 17 in your class? Oh, yeah, in sixth grade?
Yeah.
I remember eighth grade, we had 5. I'm not sure if we had the 5 in sixth grade or not, but that's one of the big things. And a lot of us walked to school, even in bad weather. Not many were bused at that time, and if they were, they were like bused in a station wagon or a van, that type of a vehicle. That's another thing. And of course, we only have the one teacher.
For all 4 classes?
For all 4 classes, yep, she had her job cut out for her. yeah. And she handled it very good, too. We had wood stove for heat in that one room. I went to North Leverett, first grade through fourth grade, and we had a wood stove there, and they had a big shield around it so none of the kids could get hurt. And then when I went to Morse Corner, it was the same thing, a wood stove again for heat.
Who did the wood? Did the teacher do it?
During the day, but somebody, an adult from nearby, I think, or maybe the older kids, if they live nearby, would strap the stove early before anyone got there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you didn't have running water, so you didn't have to worry about the pipes freezing, right?
We didn't have running water. No. We must have brought our own water. I don't even remember that.
Somebody said that, I don't remember if it was Moore's Corner or North Leverett, that they went to a neighbor's to get a big jug or a pail or something in the morning. And then there was a ladle and people could dip out of it for what?
It's funny, I don't remember that. But I'm sure that's very likely.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah,
from somebody's well nearby.
Yeah.
Or spring or something.
Yeah. We pretty much brought our own stuff to eat. We had to. And drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did your classroom look like?
It was just one fair-sized room, not as big as this one, I don't believe, as I remember it. We had a chalkboard up front behind the teacher's desk. She had her desk right up in front of the class. Classes. Let's see, what else we have? I'm sure we had things on the wall. I don't know. I don't remember them so much.
How were the desks arranged?
Oh, and the desk, the teacher's desk was in front of the room, and then each class was lined up in order of the class. Like maybe first grade was like maybe in one row or one section, and then second maybe in the other, and third, and then fourth, like that. Mm-hmm. We pretty much, when we came in back to school in the fall, I can't remember if the teacher told us where we had to sit. She probably told us the section we had to sit in, like if we were in first grade, but you couldn't just go meander around the room and pick what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Okay.
How many students were in your class? You kind of already answered that question.
I remember 5.
How many were in your school?
In the school? Oh. Well, if there was 4 classes, there probably wasn't, I don't know, maybe if there was 7 kids in one class, it might have been good. I'm not sure. I would guess maybe there might have been 20, 25, maybe. Somewhere around there.
That's still a lot for one teacher, right?
That's in 4 classes.
Yeah.
For one teacher, that's...
Yeah.
Teaching 4 different grades, yeah.
We have our second grade has... It's so big that they split it up.
Third grade.
It's so big they split it up so that, like, they're, like, when they have gym or art, they have it at different times.
Oh.
Because they have like 20 kids in that one class.
Really?
21. Like, how many you had in your entire school, they have that in just one class.
Does the teacher have an aide that helps?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See,
that was unheard of when I went to school. I mean,
so it was just one teacher.
Yeah, one teacher. Yeah, she had to be good, huh?
Yeah,
she had to maintain order, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about recess? How are you going to watch everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how are the grade levels organized?
Excuse me?
How are the grade levels organized?
The grade levels?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What do you mean by that? They had different...
Different learning?
Different,
yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know if some that got extra help or not. I don't really remember that. Maybe everybody was smart.
We've heard people say that, you know, one of the things that happened was that the littlest ones would listen to what the biggest ones were learning. And, you know, they would learn more than their own grade level because the first graders would hear what the fourth graders were reading and they were like, oh, let me, you know.
That could be. Yeah. Maybe they helped the younger ones. I don't know. I can't say that I really remember that.
Yeah. Well, it's long. Little ones are, you know, there's a lot going on when you're that 5, 6, 7, right? Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about the future. Mm-hmm. Think about the present.
How did the teacher teach so many grades at once?
She had to do a lot of homework. I think she must have given each class an assignment to do and then go on to the next. I don't remember her doing that, but it would seem that would be the logical way to do it. I'm sure she must have done something like that, but she couldn't just skip, hop, jump around. You know, each class had to have something to do.
Yeah.
So I would say that she gave, you know, each individual class an assignment. And I don't remember having homework.
Did you feel like you didn't get enough attention?
No, I didn't feel that way. No.
All right. Do you remember any of your teachers? What were their names?
When I was in first, second, third, and fourth, her name was Mrs. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. And she lived just down the road from where I live now. And then when I was in fifth through eighth grade, her name was Mrs. Briggs.
Mrs. Briggs.
She lived down here by the pond, by the pond. Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the teachers were all from Leverett too?
Kind of, I think so, basically. Mm. At that time anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, because then your families probably knew each other and
uh-huh.
Did their kids go to school too or did they have kids?
What was that?
Did they have children of their own?
Oh, the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, I'm not sure if they did or not, but, oh yeah, Mrs. Watson, yeah, but they were out of school.
Oh.
They were out of school then. I don't remember if Mrs. Briggs had children or not, but Mrs. Watson had one boy, but he wasn't in school at that time. I don't believe if he was, maybe he was in college. I'm not sure.
Mm.
I'm not sure. She did very well, too, Mrs. Watson, because she was had a limp. She walked with a limp, so, but she handled the classes very good.
It's amazing, yeah.
And then when she got done, my aunt was teacher in that class.
What was her name?
Lois Dunbar.
Oh, yes, a lot of people have talked about Lois Dunbar.
Yeah, and she taught here, too, after.
Uh-huh, when this school opened? The new...
My son had her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know if it was third or fourth grade, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure what grade now. I think it was third.
I think she's kind of legendary.
Yeah.
A lot of people remember her.
Yeah.
What were your teachers like?
Well, I tell you, I think I always liked them, especially Mrs. Watson. And Mrs. Briggs was okay too. I think they were fair. And they did disappoint you if you were out of sorts. I can remember when I was, I don't know what grade I was in. It was when I was in the North Leverett with first through fourth grade. One boy got out of hand, and I don't know what he did, but she called him up front to her desk, and I can remember he held his hand. She had him, and she slapped it with a ruler. Yeah. Try it sometimes, it stings. But I mean, they did some things like that. They didn't injure the kids, but I mean, you know. But they were good. They were, I don't remember any, I didn't have any problem with them, I guess. Except when I was naughty.
Was it cold in your school in the winter?
Cold in the winter? No, not without wood stove. No, I think we kept quite comfortable. I don't remember ever being cold, unless it was on. See, I had to walk to school when I was in the lower grades. When I got to be in the fifth through eighth, we had a van. Well, I call it a van. It was like a station wagon then that took us to school. And the driver lived right next door to us, so that was,
that was a good deal.
yeah, but
that's a long walk.
The schoolroom was warm. I don't remember ever being cold, really. If I was, I'd forgotten it.
Did you guys ever sled down there when you were little, going to North Leverett?
A sled?
Yeah. In the winter, did you ever take a sled?
To school?
Yeah.
Not to school.
No.
I don't remember taking one to school. After school, yes.
Mm.
Down Chestnut Hill. We walked right by your house.
Oh.
When
oh, that's
we
right. Because you came from the Doolittle's house, right?
And
oh,
we would
okay.
go the back road, and next door to us was three other kids that were in school. One of them might have been older and maybe in high school. I'm not sure. But anyhow, there was maybe four or five of us that would walk up the hill there by your house right down because it was the back road. It wasn't the main road. So
yeah.
It was safer.
Yeah.
But we would slide down your hill after school.
Was it cramped in your school class?
Cramped? No. No, I don't think so. I mean, it was, you know, full, but we had space.
There was room to walk in the aisles, or when you had to move around?
We had to walk in the aisle, yeah. But there was room up in front. In front of the teacher's desk. And we had different teachers come in too. We had like a music teacher. She would come, I don't know, she came once a week maybe or once a month. And then we had a penmanship teacher, a writing teacher that would come periodically. I'm not just sure how, but we always looked forward to that. So the teacher didn't have to teach everything. Oh, and when we got to school in the morning, we did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The teacher read from the Bible, and we sang a song. Maybe it was just America or Star Spangled, I'm not sure what song, something like that, I think. Yeah, but that's something different, I think.
We do the Pledge of Allegiance every Monday. Every other Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Like once a month. I think we do it once a month on a Monday.
Oh, that's good.
When you have an assembly or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was every Monday because they do it over the loudspeaker. Oh, yeah. So, like, every Monday that we have school, I'm pretty sure
every week?
Yeah, everybody
Monday.
Who wants to participate.
Right.
Good. That's nice.
What time did school start?
9 o'clock, 9 to 3. You start earlier than that now, right?
8:30 to 3:05. What was recess like?
We played games, tag, maybe hide and seek. And I remember when I went up to Morris Corner, up by the co-op, one thing that stands out in my mind is it dodgem where you throw a ball and try to hit the one on the other team?
Dodgeball?
Dodgeball. Well, we played that and right in the middle of the road. We drew a line across the middle and each team was on one side and we played right in the middle of the road. Right on that corner.
That's when several roads come together.
Not much traffic?
Yeah.
And you know something?
Four roads, yeah.
This is when we weren't very nice, but I like to tell this story. When we were playing dodgeball at recess, the ball went down across the little Dudleyville Road, and a man owned cattle there, or a cow or something, and it was a big pile of you know what. And the ball went there, and one of the kids got it out, but when it did, they got it, and it went right into the brook, because the brook was down just beyond that. So instead of trying to get the ball out of the brook, we just took sticks and kept pushing it further down the brook. So consequently, it got way down, back through the field, and down almost to the falls. Do you know where the falls are?
Yep.
Where Elliot lives?
Yep.
Down there? Well, it didn't go over the falls. We got it before that. But then we brought it back. I don't know how many of us there were. There was, I don't know, a few of us. But anyhow, we brought it back, but we didn't go to school. It must have been afternoon recess, I'm thinking this, because we hid out in the cemetery across from where I live now. And then, it's funny now. But we must have eventually gone back to school because I know the next day, maybe the teacher was gone when we returned the ball, I don't know. But the next day we came to school, of course, and for punishment we had to write X amount of papers. I don't know what we were supposed to write about, but I can remember I just took a book and began copying the same page over and over and over and over again because we knew the teacher never read it.
Oh!
So we just made all the writing. You know.
So was the ball clean when you found it?
All that brook it must have been. That was Mrs. Briggs. Sarah Briggs.
Mrs. Briggs wasn't too happy.
You know, I don't have any memories of that. I remember this was quite a while ago. But I remember that.
That's so cute.
And you wouldn't do anything like that.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
I remember.
Punished?
Oh. Probably. Okay.
You guys
your
have a brook out back here, right?
With your teacher, right?
Yeah, probably. We never came back. How many times a day did you have recess?
Well, we had, well, count the lunch one, three times. We had a morning, lunch, and an afternoon. And I don't remember how long they were. I think the noon one must have been an hour. Because we had time to eat and play ball. Or whatever else we were doing. Sometimes we played softball out in the back. It was a hill and a rocks, but we still played softball.
Somebody told us, was it Wayne LeClaire? Somebody said they called it the $1 million baseball, or baseball, because it was uphill behind the Morris Corner School. So when, I don't know whether it was easy to catch or easy to get it out of the, you know, away from everybody, no one could catch it, but for some reason it was a great baseball field, they were saying, up, you know, towards the Morris Corner Church there.
It was, and I think third base is still there.
Oh!
It was a rock.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look. Yeah,
But the batter and the catcher would always stand with their back to the school, of course, because when the batter hit the ball, we didn't want it, you know, couldn't go toward the school.
To windows, right.
Break an X number of windows. Yeah. That, to me, that was a challenge. I can't say that I called it a great field, but it was a challenge. Yeah.
Did you slide down the hill at Moore's Corner?
I don't remember, Edie. We may have. I know we used to like to go up on the hill in the pines there toward the church and have lunch. And I can remember if we got up there too far where Mrs. Briggs couldn't see us out the window, she would take her ruler and bang, 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 bang on the window. And that meant we would get back down there where we belong. She didn't want any hanky-panky going on. And then we had a woodshed near the school. And some of the kids would like to go in there sometimes and hide out, kind of. You know? So I never did that.
No.
What kind of games did you play?
Games? Oh, gee, I don't know, except the ones I just said. You mean at recess? Yeah, on bad days, I'm sure we had something inside, but I don't remember what they were. Oh, wait a minute, I take that back. One thing we liked to play was, what do you call it with the jacks and the little ball?
Jacks.
Oh, jacks. Yeah. Okay, I remember doing that on our desktops. That was one on bad days when we couldn't go out.
Did you use a golf ball? What did you use for a ball? A rubber ball?
For jacks?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little tiny ball.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember because I remember playing jacks, but
No, it was a very small ball. It wasn't as big as a golf ball.
No.
That I remember.
A rubber
small.
Ball. Yeah.
A rubber ball.
I think it was rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were at Moore's Corner School, did you ever walk down to the store?
Oh, yes. I forgot that little tidbit. Yes, we'd love to go down to the store. I don't know what recess it could have been at, or it might have been after school, it might have been at lunchtime. Oh, it might have been at lunchtime, because I remember Mrs. LeClaire ran the store, and at lunchtime, we had lunch. Of course, she was going to have lunch, so that meant the store was closed. And we would go down to the store, and we would call her, and she would come down every time for the kids, so we could spend our nickel. That's all we needed was a nickel.
What did she have that you guys wanted?
Probably, I don't know, probably bought at least a candy bar. I can remember buying an ice cream cone for 5 cents. A big one. Of course, she might have been rather generous to the kids. That was down in North Limerick, though, the ice cream cone. I don't think Mrs. Blair had ice cream at that store. I don't remember it.
Who was the store in North Limerick? Kay?
Kay Glazier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember there.
Mm-hmm. What did you eat at school?
What did we eat?
What did you eat at school?
Eat?
Yeah.
Oh, lunches, I don't know. We brought our lunch. I remember most of the kids, a lot of the kids had the metal lunch pails. You could fit a small thermos in it with a drink, sandwich, maybe a couple cookies, banana. I don't remember what I bought for lunch. I'm sure I had a good lunch. I don't remember ever being hungry. But I can't say, really.
Did you have snack?
That too, I don't remember. All kids have snacks. We must have had snacks.
What did you eat for lunch?
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to say peanut butter and jelly because I love it, but I don't know.
Well, when I asked Bernice Glazier that question, and she said, whatever my mother made me for lunch.
Well, that was probably true. I can remember at one time, though, and I'm not sure which schoolhouse I was in, but I vaguely remember somebody bringing in tomato soup, and all I remember is the tomato soup, and I don't remember who brought it in, how we happened to have it, or if it was wartime then, or what, because I remember we used to save things for the drive. Who was it, metal? Bottle tops or something?
In World War II?
I don't really remember exactly what. Yeah. But I remember the tomato soup.
And they put it on the wood stove to keep it warm?
I would assume. Now, did anybody else mention soup?
Yeah.
Yes, several people have.
Yeah.
What were your classmates like?
Oh, they were fun. I remember mostly the ones at, when I was up to Moore's Corner in the upper grades. And of course, when we were down in eighth grade before we went to high school, it wasn't middle school or junior high, it was high school. We had a graduation ceremony, the eighth graders. And I'm not sure if the other schools in town got together and we all did it together, or just our own on this, on the upper end, on the north end. But anyhow, we graduated, and there were five of us again. They were fine. In fact, one of them especially I remember, she lived not too far from me, and we would get together and read, exchange books to read, you know, and Nancy Drew was our specialty. We had to read Nancy Drew. We'd get done and then we would swap, and then we'd swap other books, so it was fun. They were fun.
Do you remember who that
all
girl,
girls.
Do you remember who that girl was that you swapped?
Phyllis Glazier.
Oh.
Phyllis Glazier, yep. And Bea Powers was in my class, and Joan Swanson, she was a state child that lived right across the street, and Joan Carey, and myself.
So, did the Swanson girl live in the big house on the corner of Chestnut
Hill?
Where
the lights are on the fence at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, somebody told me that they took a lot of foster kids, that family.
They did. Parkers.
Mm-hmm. The Parkers.
Mr. and Mrs. Parker. I remember Mr. Parker invited us over after school, I think it was, and he had been bear hunting. He had a big bear hanging in his out in his garage, I guess it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
A bear.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember Joan Swanson, too, because I must have kept in touch with her for a while, because I remember when she got married and lived over in Mighty Good City, and I stopped and saw her one day, and that's the last I've ever,
yeah.
A while back, yeah.
I have a question, and it's not on this paper, but that Morris Corner Mall right next to the co-op, was that there?
That was a store,
it
was a post office.
It was a post office.
At one time, it was a post office when, I think in, must have been, I don't know, 1960 or so, when we first moved up there. I think the post office was still there for a while. I might be wrong on my dates. But then the post office wasn't there anymore. It was just down here. But it was a nice little store there. Yeah, she had quite a few things. Yeah.
It was still there when I moved here, which
the
was
store?
Late 60s.
Not the post office.
No, just the store.
Store, yeah. Yeah, and then Harriet LeClaire's daughter and son-in-law, the Norwoods, I think, ran it for a while. I'm not sure just how long.
Until it turned into the co-op, right?
And then it was the co-op, yeah.
Yeah. Before the building that the co-op is in now was built,
the co-op
was in that little mall.
And where the co-op
building
is now, of course, it was Guyette's big barn.
Huge, beautiful barn with a steeple on top.
Yes. Yes. A big barn.
It
fell
down someday, I think. Part of it fell down.
It could have.
No, that one on Hemingway. You're thinking of the one on Hemingway.
Yeah.
The Black's barn.
Oh, that barn. Oh, yeah. No. We're talking about where the co-op is right now. You know where the co-op is
right
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that used to be a big barn.
Oh.
They had cows.
You know that big stone foundation that they have the picnic tables in?
Yeah.
That was the barn foundation.
Huh.
There was a big barn right there.
Do you know if anybody has a picture of that barn? Maybe there's one.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Mary Smith, LeClaire Smith might have one. Some of the LeClaires, Bertha, where Bertha, you know, up there. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe some of them might have something.
Well, there might be one at the museum up there too, somewhere.
Okay, could be. Could be. I don't think I have anything, but.
Was that barn, did that barn have animals in it?
I can't remember an animal, but they did have animals, I know, at one time. Yeah, I can remember them best by their gardening and that type of thing. I don't remember any cows or anything.
What house did they live in, Charlotte?
Hmm?
What house did the Guyettes live in?
Right across the street.
So the one...
It's rented now. I can't remember her name. But it's right across the street, that white one.
Okay, that's right next to the road that goes up to the church?
No.
That's the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
It sets in between that one and... the other one, which was a LeClaire at one time.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a porch that's closed in.
In the front?
It's not closed in. Yeah. Yeah, it sits back just a little, not very far.
You guys might know someone who lives there, because I see a young man, a young boy, come from that house over to the co-op.
A young boy?
Fairly young.
Not that house.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe he's coming out of Harriet Perry's house. I can't
remember. I'm not sure.
Is there anyone in your class that lives in North Leverett?
Well, there is.
I mean, in Moore's Corner?
I used to live, like, right near Moore's Corner. I used to live on... You know where, like, Lake Wyola is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a little bit down that way. If you guys know Dennis at all?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I used to live... Right near him. I used to bike down to the co-op a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I still do now. I live in Shrewsbury.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that neighborhood, but you didn't live right across from the co-op.
No.
Do you know anyone who does?
I know I don't know anyone who lives right across, but one of my friends who moved in his grandfather lives down that dirt road that goes past the co-op.
Oh, Elliot Sherman.
Yeah.
His grandfather, yeah. Or her grandfather.
Oh, it's your friend's grandfather?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what about Jaffe? He lives, like, right across from the co-op.
Really?
Yeah, he lives right across.
What's his name?
Jeff Wise or something like that.
Yeah. His brother is still in the school.
Yeah, that might be the boys that I see going over to...
Do they wear red?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I think there's just a young woman that lives in Guyette's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this might... They might live in Harriet... What was Harriet Perry's house?
Could be. Yeah. Because I think the other family between that and Guyette's, I think they have just girls. Girls and they're in high school or I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. We need to get to know our neighbors better.
About my neighbors.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Oh, I haven't seen you in a year. Oops.
Do you ever remember being bullied at school?
Bullied? Never heard of it. No, I don't remember. No. I'm sure there might have been, I don't know though. I don't remember. I don't think I was bullied. I don't remember it anyhow. If I was, I probably would have remembered it, huh? I hope you're not bullied. Not allowed. Not allowed.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject? Math. Reading.
It wasn't math. You know, nothing really stands out as my favorite. excuse me. maybe geography, I'm not sure. Nothing really stands out as my favorite.
Sounds like you liked...
I think I just like school.
You liked reading, it sounds
like. I
like
reading. Oh, yeah, I like reading. I still do. I read a lot. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I can't help you there.
It's okay.
what order did you have your classes in each day? What was the schedule?
Our schedule? What was our schedule?
Yeah.
Like, what do we do first and throughout the day? Gosh, Lam, I don't remember how it was set up.
You know what time lunch was? Like, what part of the day? Like, right in the middle?
Well, we probably had recess around 10, but I'm not sure. I can only assume, and I shouldn't assume, so, usually you do your hardest subjects, I think, first. But I don't remember how we did that.
I don't know.
did you have different strategies for learning? So did you doing math one particular way and then doing writing another or something like that?
A particular way?
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know exactly.
I think sometimes teachers, are helpful if kids don't get it one way. They say, well, think about it another way. Think about it this way. I think maybe that's... I think that students and teachers today are very aware of the different ways that kids learn.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, everyone was supposed to learn it the same way. No one ever asked me, do you get it this way?
No.
Let me explain it another way.
Yeah.
If you didn't get it, you didn't get it.
Right. You kept doing it until you did get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do know one thing, though, in writing, and we called it penmanship then. Maybe you still do it, but you had to do it a particular way, but the instructor, when she came, showed you how, and you had to, your T's didn't go all the way up to the next line. It only went 3/4 of the way, and different things like that. I remember that very well, to this day.
Mm.
Maybe I like penmanship. It was easy. I didn't have to think very much.
What did your math books look like? What did you learn in them?
What did we learn? We learned the basics, adding, subtracting, dividing, multiplication, and we had multiplication tables that we had to learn, and we would even have quizzes where we would have to stand up by class and, recite them, that type of thing. We didn't have algebra or anything like that, not in grade school. That came later, and Spanish and French came later.
What did you write on? What did the teacher write on?
The teacher? She wrote on a blackboard. Yeah, and we had our paper. If you wrote in pencil, you had yellow paper.
Huh.
If you wrote with ink, you had white paper, and it was lined.
And why would you write with one or the other?
I would think that because with the white paper, it might have been more expensive than the yellow paper, so you didn't waste it by writing on it with your pencil, and you saved that maybe for anything the teacher might, the white paper for anything the teacher might want, where you did it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Something that maybe had to be passed in.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Something.
And the yellow paper was for scrap, working.
Yeah.
Working at trying to get
figured
out. Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Was it still that way, Edie, when you were helping here at the school?
No. Altogether different. No, we were very conservative. In fact, we had at Moore's Corner, we had call it paper closet, or it was supply closet. And all the paper was kept in there, the construction paper, pencils, you didn't bring your own. They had them there, and it was a good size closet where we kept all that. Teacher kept all that stuff.
Was it used for anything else besides story?
Punishment.
Really?
Or sometimes for something fun. If you were really good and you were like in the eighth grade, you could go in and straighten out that closet and you could take all afternoon. And if it wasn't a mess, you could make it a mess.
Was it used for punishment?
It seems like vaguely remember. I think it was on occasion, but I think I remember also somebody sitting up front by the teacher's desk if they were being disciplined.
How often did that happen?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe more often than I care to remember. I don't know.
Were you ever sitting by the teacher's desk?
It was usually a boy's. Whoops. Are you shaking your head yes? Is that saying girls are good? Not really, huh? They could be mischievous too.
They're just a little more devious about what they do.
Yeah.
They don't get caught as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people pass notes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We had a little secret place, and I bet you I could still find it today. It was across the street, in that building right across the street.
The
old
furnace
that's built up now, and
yep.
Somebody owns it and lives there.
Yeah.
But you would go down on the left side of it, not toward Dudleyville Road, but on the other side of that building, right across from the school. And if you went down that bank and in their little place, there was like, I don't know if it was a chimney or what, but it was like brick and stone or something. And we had a little tiny crevice in there. We would hide our notes for the next person, whether it was a secret pal or a tale on somebody or something. I don't know. But I'm not sure too many knew about it. Maybe just a few of us.
And you'd fold it up and put it in there?
Fold it up and put it in there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to go take a picture of that, Charlotte.
I need to go see if there's a note there.
There might be a note waiting for you all these years.
Like, if you got caught, would the teacher read it out loud or something like that?
Oh. I don't know. It might depend on what it said. It might be like somebody likes somebody.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, you know. I don't know. It might depend on what it said. Yeah.
Did they pass notes in the classroom?
Probably. I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure I did if anybody else was doing it.
Oh.
How did you get graded?
Get graded? Well, what do you mean? Like, did you get A's and B's, or did you get 100% or 60% or like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think on our report cards, we had report cards. They were A, B's, like that, and you know, C's, maybe F's. But I think on our papers that were done and we got back, it seems like they were a percentage, I believe. And you know, something I thought of and I didn't do is I think I still have some report cards of mine. I probably, if I found them, I wouldn't want to bring them. How do you get reports now at school? Do you get them on a, how do you do them?
We get report cards, I think.
Are they cards or are they big sheets of paper or computer paper types?
I'm actually not sure. I should probably know, but I don't.
And how often do you get them?
Once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we got like one during like the winter and then one during like the spring and summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think we got 4 a year.
4 a year?
I think so. It seems like we did.
I think we get like one for the halfway point and then one for the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does it go, do you take it home to your parents or does it go straight to them or?
They'll probably find it in the mail or
I'm not sure, but.
Mm.
Well, we took ours home and our parents had to sign them and then we had to bring them back to the teacher for next time. Then at the end of the year, we got the report cards and kept them.
I don't know that. My dad teaches here. He's the fifth grade teacher.
Mr. Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, he was here when I was here.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. I retired 18 years ago this month, but Mr. Stewart was here. He was teaching, fourth grade. Down in the other end of the school building. I don't know, where are you now? Where is he?
He's in the fifth grade classroom.
Where is that? Out this way toward the gym, or?
It's, do you know where the sixth grade classroom is?
No.
It's right next to the sixth grade classroom. It's
down by the library?
Yeah, it's like, it's close to the art room and music room and library.
Oh, okay.
He was my teacher last year.
He was? Nice. And he didn't favor you above anybody else, right? Nope, you had to tote the rope or whatever. Yeah, maybe he was a little bit hard on you, huh? Nah? Did he help you if you had to have help at home?
No.
Sometimes? No?
Not on the classwork.
No.
But since I wasn't in the math class, he helped me with that.
That's cool.
It was fun, but it was a bit weird, but it
was. How are you complimented for good work?
I think the teacher wrote on our paper. I don't think she did it verbally, you know. I think it was a notes on your paper, if I remember. Yeah, she told you you did a good job or you need to, you know,
yes, sir.
Whatever.
Be a little more careful.
Yeah.
What happened if you got an answer wrong?
We had to do it over. Don't you?
It depends on what. Like, if it's on a test, no.
No.
But, like, if for, like, math, you do it over again.
Right,
you,
like, I can remember that.
You get,
I do remember that.
The teacher, like, explains how to do it better. And then,
Yeah.
Happens with me a lot.
Huh?
Happens with me a lot.
Does it? You have to do it over.
Yeah.
But that's how you learn.
Yeah.
You know? That's how I always learn. Make a mistake and then learn how to do it right.
That's how you remember stuff. I always remember the things that I had to, that I wasn't good at.
Yeah.
That, not the things that were easy.
Yeah. Well, I do it to this day.
Me too.
You make a mistake and you correct it. You
keep doing it until you get it right.
Hopefully you won't do it again.
What happens if you fail the test? Could you be held back a grade?
If you failed the test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it would have to be probably a little bit more than that to be held back in a class. I don't really remember you'd have to be doing, I think, more than failing a test, perhaps, to be held back. I'm not sure how they did it then.
Were there very many kids who were held back or not?
I don't,
I don't remember any. No, I don't remember any.
Because you got a lot of individual attention, probably, right? With a small class.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, especially if you didn't get something, you know, needed a little help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that your school prepared you for life beyond Leverett?
For life beyond Leverett. Wow.
That's a big question.
I never really thought about it.
Where did you go to school next, Charlotte? You went up to New Salem?
I went to New Salem Academy, yeah.
How was it when you went there? Were you pretty much up with all the other kids?
I think so. I went to Amherst for my first year, ninth grade. But going from a small school into Amherst was tremendous.
Mm.
And I just couldn't do it. And so my parents let me go to New Salem. A lot of kids were going to New Salem. It was a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to New Salem.
How many kids were in Amherst?
In Amherst? Oh, I don't know, but it was big, and you changed rooms, you know, high school. I don't know, but it was a lot bigger than a one-room schoolhouse. <A lot bigger. laughs> Nothing compared to today, though.
Yeah.
No, Amherst is pretty big.
And what were the schools that went to New Salem, that fed into New Salem?
Besides Leverett?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe Shutesbury.
And New Salem, probably.
Oh, yeah, New Salem.
Wendell, right. Irving? Orange?
I don't know. No, I think Orange had their own. They had, after a while anyhow, because they had, then they had Maha.
One of Carl's classmates came from Orange.
Really?
Yeah.
And he went to New Salem too, Edie?
They came here the same day and became fast friends the very next day.
Who was that?
Sonny Scapa? They called him Sonny. His name was something that was not easy to pronounce, so they called him Sonny.
Well, I loved New Salem because I played basketball, and we went to different schools competition, and basketball, I think, was my favorite. Still is today.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics.
Mm-hmm. What were the basic rules?
The basic rules?
Like discipline, you know. Like, like discipline's like, if you did that, you know, like the basic rules. Like what you could do and what you couldn't.
What you could do and couldn't do. Well, you couldn't get out of the teacher's sight, that's for sure. Well, I mean, you were quiet in your classroom. I mean, all grades, I mean, you were quiet. If you wanted to speak, you would raise your hand. And we had outdoor plumbing, so if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to raise your hand, and only one out at a time. We had a little outhouse. Mm-hmm. So you had to raise your hand to talk, to ask something of your teacher. And she rang a bell. When the bell rang, you had to come in. Recess was over.
What happened if you weren't on time? Did kids come late sometimes?
They might have. I don't know what, if they had to make up the time after school, perhaps. I don't quite remember, but that could have been.
What punishments did students get? How were they punished? You said they were hit.
Well, that was just that one incident, that one teacher. For this one individual, which probably got it more than once. But I think I don't know, I remember more at Moore's Corner School. I was older than it, but I remember more up there. And I think it was basically she'd have you stay after school
or sit up by her desk, depending on what happened, I guess, or what she felt like doing. If you stayed at school, I don't really know how you got home. I guess you might have walked.
It's a good reason not to have to stay after school.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I remember one thing at Morse Corner, though, is at lunchtime, this one girl, she was in the eighth grade, I must have been in the seventh, lived up Dudleyville, and she would invite me to go home with for lunch with her. And that was always fun.
Mm.
That was Violet Carey. Yeah.
So you could go home for lunch?
Yep. Yeah. And she was back on time. Probably 1 o'clock, 12 to 1. Yeah. And then I remember one Halloween, we walked from North Leverett to Morse Corner just to write on all the school windows.
With
but
soap.
We stopped trick-or-treating on the way up, so it made it worthwhile. Yeah, we did. And guess what? The next day when we came to school, the teacher made us take it all off. But it was on school time. I don't remember staying after to do it. We had to go out and clean the windows.
How did she know it was you?
Everybody did it. If it wasn't you, tough.
It was soap, right? You wrote with soap?
Yeah.
Bernice Glaser and I think it was Shirley Rice both mentioned going out in the springtime and picking little bunches of gypsy moth eggs off of trees to collect them. Do you have any memory of that?
No.
Mm-mm. They also went to the cemeteries to put flags on.
We did. Oh, just before the end of May, just before Memorial Day, teacher would have us bring in flowers, and with me it was usually lilacs because we had a lilac bush. And we'd bring in flowers, and then we would go to the cemeteries and put them on the soldiers' graves.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was your school segregated?
We didn't have any colored children in our, and I don't remember any in, up here, but you know there could have been.
Okay. Do you have any stories that you wanted to share with us before we go?
Any stories?
Yeah, from that.
Other than
good
kicking
times,
the ball?
Good times, bad times.
And doing the windows? Oh dear. In North Leverett, this is a naughty one. at the end of the school year, Mrs. Watson would buy a big tub of ice cream, and there's a brook right there in North Leverett, right near the school. If you know where the school sits, it belongs to the Baptist Church now, but there's that brook there. She would set the ice cream in that brook in between the rocks to keep it cold from melting. At the end of that day, the last day of school, we would all get an ice cream cone. Well, at that recess, that afternoon recess, we knew the ice cream was there, and some friends of mine dared me to stick my finger in it. And I did. But guess what? I think I'm embarrassed to this day because she made me wait till last to get my ice cream cone, but I did get one.
Oh.
But I thought,
how did she know it was you?
To do.
How did she know it was you? Somebody told.
It was easy to figure it out. I don't know.
You were the only one licking your finger.
I don't know. I won't go there.
Oh, that's a great story. Oh. Well, thank you so much, all three of you.
Yeah.
What a great job.
Yeah.
Great. Let me take a picture of you guys. Let me turn off this recorder for a minute. And go to the...
Let me tell Mr. Stewart that Charlotte Abbott...